under the theme of preaching the gospel. Now it's a time for us to ponder, to plan in our mind, set our heart, how are we going to apply into our daily life. So we can, just like the hymns show, I will sing his salvation. I will praise him all my life. And I will tell the story. Let's kneel down and pray. In the name of Lord Jesus, in this course ceremony, I just have a few words to remind all the brothers and sisters. We have to prepare ourselves to face a real life, because we are going back to our normal life. The routine will decide whether we have learned the lesson or not. So the theme, preaching the gospel. Hope in this CYSC, through learning the series of I Preach Because, we have learned five class, right? Five lessons. I preach because I have been forgiven. So we have to understand our sins have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Jesus paid the price. So let us keep ourselves holy. So always consider anything. If I make a mistake, someone have to pay the price. And that will go to the ultimate Lord Jesus Christ. He have to suffer again for our sins. So keep us from committing any sins. So make a determination to live a life holiness. Not only our outer opinions, our actions, but also from our heart. If we have a sober heart in our daily life, be careful what we see, what we hear, what we do. So let's remember, I have been forgiven by Jesus' blood, by Jesus. Let's preach, because this is what we have to do. We also learn, I preach because the gospel is precious. It's because Jesus, he died on the cross. So we can have this complete salvation. We know the way, and we also want to share with others. I preach because the Holy Spirit empowers. Right? So let us have our daily prayer life. So every day, no matter how busy we are, let's set a time. Kneel down in front of God to reflect what we have, to ask the Holy Spirit to empower us. So no matter it's a schoolwork or our daily routine servitude in the church, or either in our Bible reading, we can all be empowered by the Holy Spirit. So we have spiritual wisdom. Our spiritual eyesight can be enlightened. So we know God's will, and we also can understand God's word to put into our daily practice. So let us have this very godly life. Let us exercise a life of godliness. Reading Bible, pray, do what we're supposed to do. We also learn, I preach because God has no obstacles. Yes, in our life, we may face a lot of difficulties. The way is not going to be that smooth anyway. But no matter what, God will guide us. Holy Spirit will comfort. He will give us wisdom and will lead our way. So God will teach us his way. I preach because I'm called. Right? So we have been called out of this world to preach the gospel to many manifest the salvation in our daily life. Let's learn from the lessons so we can really apply into our life. In the book, in SCYC, we also learn the book of Joel. So we know how God's plan in the later time, before his second coming, the Holy Spirit will greatly pour upon his beloved Son. So let's pray greatly for the Holy Spirit can be magnified in our life. We also learn a lot from the work of Peter. So we have an example to follow. Apostle Peter, how he dedicated his whole life and to follow Jesus, to do a good work, even though at the end he suffered a lot for Jesus, but it's worthy. That's how God bless him and make him just like our pattern. Whoever follow Jesus, this is the way we can turn. We also learn how to Bible study. Right? We have a real experience how to make the preparation. So no matter what we are going to do in on-campus fellowship, our daily Bible study, or the IE classes, let's all apply into our Bible study so we can know the scripture, the God's word better, also deeper. Okay, so we also sing many hymns. So the hymns greatly touch us. Last night when I heard our hymnal presentation, I was so moved, so touched. Hope, this is CYC, the hymns you sang could be a good memories in your life. Just like I still remember when I was attending the CYC in Taiwan, over 30 years ago, I remember we presented hymns. About 150 participants sing the hymns. The melody, the movement still in my heart. I remember just like very vivid at that moment how all the group of the youth think together and praise the Lord and come out with the same commitment we want to serve. Let this moment can be stored in our heart and apply into our future life. Okay, so it's very important. It's a moment we can really memorize for a long, long time. So let's turn to a verse so we can really remember what we should do. Let's turn to Psalm 116. Psalm 116. Verse 13. I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Let's all take up the cup of salvation. We go out to preach. Because we have made a lot of determination. Let's do it together. With holding hand on hand, we encourage one another. So in CYC, we also build this kind of the spiritual companion. We have so many brothers and sisters can pray for us, right? We also can pray for others. Let's live out just like a big family, really support to each other, no matter where we are. Maybe just an email, just a phone call. We ask our brother sister to pray for us, to support. If we are going to do certain holy work, we feel we are powerless. We don't know what to do. Ask our spiritual companion to pray for us. Because this intercession was very, very effective, and we will learn a lot from this intercession. Last verse. Let's turn to Psalm 85. Psalm 85. From verse 7. 85, verse 7. Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. This is what the psalm reminds us. Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Every day we need God's mercy to grant us the strength to face a daily challenge. So our life is dynamic. So every day we may encounter different people, you know, different words spoke to us. Some word may be unpleasant, we don't want to hear, but we have to understand God allow all things happen to us with purpose. Let us all learn to fear God and to continue to follow him and work for him. Okay, so this is my encouragement for this closing moment. So next we invite Sister Emily, Emily, to give a reflection.
Okay, so before I begin, can we all bow our heads and pray in silence? Amen. So, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I give a reflection. So, thanks to God, I was able to go to my first CYC this year. And honestly, in the beginning, I was a little reluctant to come since, you know, I was so wrapped up with all my pursuits and desires. And, I didn't go to NYTS this summer since I was with my grandma halfway across the world. And I missed a large portion of Winter SSC last year because I got really sick and they sent me home. And so, I was starting to run on exhaust fumes and very low spiritually speaking and lacking a lot of motivation to, you know, find myself to go to a church event. However, I found myself clicking the registration button for some strange reason. Well, I mean, I was kind of with someone else in the room, and then we were just like doing it together. And several months ago, and I didn't really think about it too much. However, there was a lot of, you know, factors that helped kind of push me to come here. So, you know, one of the coordinators comes to East Bay, where I'm going to right now, and that was good motivation too. And then also, when I came back to SoCal, at first I was like, I didn't really think about that I would be coming. And then I was kind of just internally struggling, like, oh, you know, what if it's like futile to go? Like, what if I don't learn anything? And then just kind of putting myself down. And then, but then I found myself packed and with sleeping bag in hand at Cerritos, which was my home church. So I also have no reason not to come. And at opening ceremony, I was thinking to myself that I have basically one request for God, and that is to stay awake. And that's something pretty silly for most people, but for me, sleeping has been kind of a struggle. I have a tendency to sleep when I'm not supposed to and to not be able to sleep when I'm supposed to. So just a couple examples. like during lecture, I would sleep, and instead of, you know, just normally sitting there, I'd like accidentally knock things off my table in the middle of a 500 person lecture hall. It was just really loud. And also, you know, sleep while eating and like singing in choir. And like, there was just so many examples of me just not being able to stay awake, and I'm pretty sure the pastors can testify to that. I remember one of the TTP students here actually asked me, like, do you have some sort of like evil spirit bothering you, cause to make you keep sleeping? And yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. And like, even in other church events, I would always like fall asleep, have to stand, and sometimes sleep while standing too. So like, opening ceremony, like, I really asked God, can you please just, number one, just help me to stay awake, and number two, help me to sleep at night properly, cause for some reason, like, I always end up sleeping at like 3 or 4, and that's like when I can actually fall asleep properly. And so it was to me a really great blessing from God that I was able to actually stay awake for one of the first times ever. And even though I could probably count on one hand like the amount of times that I accidentally dozed off a little here, but compared to all the other events, seminars, sermons, etc., like, it was an incredible blessing from God. And I was able to learn so much just with the simple fact of being awake. Like, I mean, I would never have understood the metaphors of, you know, the book of Joel with locusts being like evil spirits. And that was really, really interesting for me. And I also learned so much during the Bible study class and how to properly serve God in Bible study in my campus fellowship. And I thought, I really experienced the grace of God and in prayers, because I was able to focus, not being sleepy. You know, a couple times when I found myself a little bit droopy, like, it would have like a little jolt of electricity like go through my body, and that helped keep me even more awake. And I was actually energetic and very rejuvenated, like, for the majority of COISC, even though I was, you know, I didn't actually have my second request answered. So I was still very hard for me to fall asleep and to stay asleep. So I'd kind of go in and out, in and out. And like, even though I asked God, like, please help me just sleep, I think by not letting me sleep properly, he actually showed me that he had like so much power to keep me awake, even though, you know, coffee, having someone poking me, and all of those things didn't work in the past. And I remember, I think it was last night, I was praying, and then I remembered that God, I remembered my opening ceremony prayer to ask him to help keep me awake. And then I kind of felt like, it wasn't a voice, but just like the thought came into my mind that, oh, remember that I answered your prayers, and I want you to give a reflection, and then, or like a testimony. And then, like, it was strange because, like, no one asked me, and then God didn't tell me to like ask someone. So then, like, before bedtime, like, someone asked me, and then he told me to tell them, like, if you think it will glorify God, then I will do it. So, and then the person said yes. Like, so then I'm here now. And I think it's not a huge transformation for most people, but for me, it was a really big deal. And I think that being certain that God is real, TJC is the one true church, and having so many wonderful brothers and sisters here really helped me to realize my goals and for this new year, and to also, you know, be a little reluctant to return to the world, but also encouraged by the simple mercy of being able to stay awake. And yeah, there's like so many embarrassing stories. I could tell them all day, but like, I think that it could make the difference for my soul and the soul of others. So I want to share a verse with you that one of my RE teachers in the past shared with me. So Matthew 19:26, it's one of my favorite verses. And the latter half says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And I think this really resonates with me because of the fact that I've tried so many different ways and none of them really succeeded, but you know, really praying to God and asking Him to help me open my heart and really listen and learn the CYSC really allowed me to experience God in a totally different new way. So with that, may all the glory and praise be unto His holy name.
Before I speak, let us all bow hand and pray in silence. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share my reflection. So, thank God to give me the opportunity that I can speak here. This is my first time to join church event in U.S. and I really experienced what is the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank God to move my heart that let me feel really joyful during CYC this time. And actually, I haven't been joined the student spiritual congregation for a long time. Back when I was in Taiwan, after I graduated from middle school, I started to go to student spiritual congregation because, like you know, in Taiwan, the student usually have class at summer, and our student spiritual congregation always like be held in summer, so like I cannot be able to attend it, and like I feel like it's not necessary to join that event. And then at my first 2 years, of high school, I sometimes have class at Sabbath day too, so that I can not even attend at Sabbath day service. Only can join the IE class at night. And because of this thing, I really cannot build a strong Bible knowledge as well. But I know God actually guide me step by step. When I came to Seattle Church last December, I never missed the Sabbath day service until now. And thank God to provide me the opportunity to grow my faith in this past year, and then guide me to join this CYC. However, like the first day of class, I was like, oh God, this is too much for me. I have no idea what preacher says, also the Bible study tools. And the reason why is because I have to look at English and Chinese at the same time, and my Bible knowledge is absolutely not enough for me to understand that, I guess. Therefore, I start to pray to God, like ask God to open my ear so that I can have better understanding of what we are learning about in CYC. Thank God that I have ability to taking a note at second day, and I understand what Pastor talking about. I truly thankful to God because I know how joyful that pray to God and Holy Spirit does have power to move our heart. God will provide what we pray for and through the Holy Spirit in order to guide us step by step when we are pursuing the heavenly kingdom. So let's all turn to Bible, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Verse 8, for everyone who asks, receives, and receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. I pray for God to give me knowledge to understand the COSC course so far, and God actually give the wisdom to me right away. Like now I know when we pray for knowledge for our faith or wisdom from God, God will prepare and provide for us. May all the glory and honor be unto his holy name. That's all about Hannah and Princess. Amen.
Before I speak, let us all bow our heads and pray in silence. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I gave an encouragement. This time, I'm not going to talk about being old. And because you all describe me as warm. And usually, when you describe grandparents, it's warm, right? And young people as cool or chill. Right? So now I know what you mean. No, just kidding. Actually, for the past year, after the last CYLC, until now, actually, I feel younger for some reason. Because I think part of it because you were in my mind throughout the last year. Yeah, so when I pray, not all the time in the prayer, but for some of my prayer, I will remember some of you, what you share with me, your problems, your difficulties. Yeah, so I really thank God that I can have this kind of connections during my prayer, during the spiritual realm, to be connected with you all, so that I can get younger every year. Yeah. So today, before I give the encouragement, I want to ask you, how many of you remember my encouragement last year? Really? Wow, thank God. So how about brothers? Nobody, huh? Well, I guess I'm not going to give encouragement then today. Because after I give an encouragement, probably after the weekend in downtown LA or Disneyland or North Berry Farm, you will forget everything, right? So encouragement I gave, or minister gave, or counselor gave, is open-ended, no commitment, right? So it's up to you whether you want to take it or not. So today, I'm pretending to be a salesman of God. I'm going to sell you something, and you need to make the commitment to buy it, okay? Okay, so the first deal. I came to the United States this year, is my 20th day, right? Not 20th day, 20th year. Okay. Yeah, I remember when I came here, it's 1995. I came here for college. The first person I met in US is Preacher Hu. He picked me up from the airport. So we are longtime friends. And before I came here, a lot of things happened, and actually, I have a lot to share, but if you're willing to talk to me, I can talk to you a lot. So before I came here, I remember very clearly that the week before the last RE class, my RE teacher gave me one verse to encourage me. And this verse really comes along with me until even now. I really see this word. It's promise. So let's take a look at James chapter 4, verse 8. James chapter 4, verse 8. So the RE teacher only gave quote me the first sentence. So, okay. So it's draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So he's not implying that I'm a sinner or something. Okay. So this, to me at that time, I didn't really, well, I know this. Well, you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. Yeah, but I didn't really pay too much attention to it. Yeah, until the first day I come to U.S. and then I experience a lot of things that will make you double-minded. You are not sure what to do a lot of times. Yeah. So this verse is really, really helping me a lot throughout my past 20 years, and I'm sure it will help me a lot for the next, I don't know how many years. So this is the first deal. What does it say? You draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Okay. So yesterday, last night, we shared about what change we want to have in our spiritual life for this year, 2016. Right. A lot of you share a lot of good things want to pursue. Very good. But we all know that change does not come from us. Right. By ourselves, we cannot change. But by whom we can change? God, right? But where is God? God maybe is far away, like in Jupiter, right? We don't know. Because to some of us, maybe we feel that God is very far away, right? But doesn't matter. This is the promise of God. We take one step, God will take one step to us. So buy one, get one free, right? Good deal, right? It's not like buy one, get half price or something, right? So you take a step. How big is your feet? Not that big, right? But how big is God's feet? Joseph, where's Joseph? Do the Bible prep, you keep asking about God's feet, right? Everything is under God's feet. So when God takes a step, it's a big step, right? So buy one, get a big thing free, right? So this is first promise. But how do we draw near to God? What do you mean by drawing near to God? Well, read the Bible, come to service, listen to a sermon, we pray more. We all try that. But somehow, in the middle of the process, we fail. Yeah? Right? But it's okay to fail because God wants us to learn from our failure. So after this first deal, I'll give you another deal. Okay? Let's go to see what we can do without paying or without sacrificing too much. And I think it's a very, very good deal, this one. Probably it's even better than the first deal. Okay? So let's go to Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. We all know these two verses very well because it's in one of our basic beliefs or doctrine, right? How many of you attend Sabbath services regularly? Most of you, right? So what do you do when you attend service? Go to church. You pray. Do you attend? You pray, right? You don't go out to the bathroom and then come back, right? You pray. And when the preacher or speaker encourages, flip the Bible, you flip the Bible, you read, right? So actually, at least out of 7 days, we come to church to pray and read the Bible, right? So there's no extra effort already, okay? But the problem is, let me ask you another question. How many of you don't use social media on Sabbath day? Raise up your hand. Don't feel bad. Okay, not many. Right? What happened? Right? Because our heart is not there. Right? A lot of times we go to Sabbath service, we feel dry. We pray, but I am thinking, well, what am I going to do after the service? Maybe I text the members from other churches and find out. Maybe. Or sometimes we may have legitimate reason. Oh, the sermon is so touching, so I have to post it now, okay? Instead of sharing with whoever sitting next to us, right? So sometimes our distraction is very small to us, we think. But actually, this small thing becomes our distraction. So this is another promise of God, right? In verse 14, right? Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, right? So when you come to service, you really can enjoy God. And then what? And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth. What? You are above the earth. You're another step closer to God, right? You don't really need to do much. Actually, all you need to do is not to do something, right? Is it a good deal? Yes? So my encouragement to you, actually, or the deal with you, comes a package of two things. Determined to draw close to God. You take one small step, just like keeping this Sabbath, like this. And then God will take one big step to you and then lift you up also. Buy one, get two free now. Right? So hopefully you are willing to take this deal and make Sabbath the day of I rest. Okay? Rest your iPhone. Rest your iPad. Okay? And I think most of you come from a church with more members, right? How many of you, I can't ask this question because you will always. How many of you are alone from one church that no one is coming with you from the same church? Okay, which church? Denver, right? Okay. Well, I know, Denver is harder. Okay, but you have your parents, so okay, you should be fine. So, on Sabbath days, Friday night, okay, when you come to service, look for whoever is going to the same church with you. Turn off your data plan signal, okay, in front of each other, okay, and keep it until after you finish Sabbath service on Saturday. Okay, try it. This is a promise of God, right? A good deal from God, right? How many weeks in a year? Only 52 weeks, right? So out of 355 days, only 52 days that you have to do this. Right? It's not that bad, right? But God promised that you will experience Him. Okay? So next year when you come back, and hopefully God's willing, I will be here too. Okay? Tell me whether this deal works for you. And you really like it, and you really experience God. You really receive the strength from God to change what you want to change. And then I'll come up with another deal to sell you next year. Okay? So really take the determination. Just do simple step. Okay, again, we only need to take small step. God will give you a very incredible result. Are you willing to take this deal? You're knocking your head, right? So I'm gonna evaluate that. Okay, so let me know whether this deal is effective. Okay? So now we are going to conclude our CYSE this year. And this is not the end. Okay? Again, it's the beginning of your deal, right? So let us all come to the front and pray to God and pray for one another. Okay, just like yesterday Brother Yang mentioned in the choir, right? Our only solo voice may not be that perfect. But when we sing together, we are in one. We can help one another. So let us all come to the front and pray.